You made a little road trip once again up to Brookings, South Dakota. But boy, I saw the results, saw the Heather's release on what happened. The men had the championship. The women finished fourth. It was a pretty good road trip, wasn't it?
Yep. It was totally worth it. The boys' team set themselves up awesome coming into these last two rodeos with a shot at winning the whole region for the end of the year, and that's super exciting.
And the ladies, I know, would have liked to finish a little higher, but still, I'm sure you saw some great performances, didn't you?
Yep. And they're working at stuff, and I've got super high hopes, and hopefully we can get things ironed out by next season. The girls' team is going to be super strong.
Let's talk about the guys. You had some guys really step up. Kobe Jacobson, talk about his weekend. He really was up there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's always been a contender. He got banged up a little bit and ended up having to go to the hospital after the short go, and Alki spent the evening there with him, and he should be good to go, a little sore, but fortunate enough to have a week off this week and get him healed up. He's been awesome on both sides of the arena and works really hard, and he set himself up super good as an individual for the year, and has helped the team out tremendously.
Sometime in the sport of rodeo, you're going to get banged up, and injuries do happen, don't they?
Yep, they sure do. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Bareback riding was a pretty good event for the guys.
Yes. Kahiva did well. He was actually the all-around last weekend. So he was strong, too, and Jackson won the average. You got to bring home a buckle, and he's always been awesome in the bareback, and he's also, like Kobe, he's set himself up extremely well individually.
Tie-down roping and also the team roping went pretty well.
Yes. Jace Richter and Leighton Linder both placed in the top 10. Jace made a huge jump in the regional standings. If he keeps at him the way he's been, he's hopefully going to be making the college finals. Cinch and Brady, they come back last hole in the short go and made an awesome run in the short go and ended up second in average.
And also you had a couple of steer wrestlers as well on the guy's side.
Yes, Rex Day was seventh. He had a good long round run. Cinch Painter was sixth. I've just been kind of waiting for him to explode, and I'm hoping that it's time. He's really strong. And then Kobe, obviously, he's not scared at either end of the arena.
On the ladies' side, Maggie Underhill in barrel racing had a good weekend, didn't she?
She did, yes. She's been doing some horse swaps, and she got back on the gray horse not too long ago, and that's the one she made the college finals on, and it's been a good change, and she come back and made the fastest run of the weekend in the short go.
Any other the ladies kind of stood out? I'm sure you saw some others do some good things.
Yeah, I've got some girls that are really going to stand up, and they've been putting in the work, and they're going to do – I got faith in them. They're going to come back strong.
As you said, you got a weekend off. Is this weekend off coming a good time for you?
Yeah, it's awesome. We can make a few adjustments and heal some kids up and give some horses some breaks. And I'm looking forward to Spearfish next weekend. And it'll be good.
It's another road trip. That's one thing. And these rodeo trips, you got a few hours to travel from one meet to the next, don't you?
Yes, and I don't think people really tend to think about the stress alone on the kids traveling with animals, and it takes a special individual and a special animal for sure.
And you said get some folks healed up. You have a lot of plenty of practice time there at the Kimmelinger. I take it over the next week or so, won't you?
Yep. We've been practicing. My timed event kids have been practicing at 5:30 in the morning, and they've been working. And I know the rest stock boys are, like I said, just trying to heal up and get healthy.
Keila, I don't know if you're involved in the Southwest Nebraska High School Rodeo. It's a big event coming to McCook this weekend, and you get a chance to see some of the great high school kids compete.
Yeah, it's awesome. The college kids help out a lot, and they'll be around there, you know, doing some work and volunteering, and then it's an awesome time for us to look at some seniors to try to get to come to Mid Plains.
I was going to say, recruiting, yes, it's a golden opportunity for you right here. You won't have to travel any to watch these kids compete right here at home. That'll be hopefully get a few kids to punch their tickets and come here and compete for you next year.
Yep, it's an awesome opportunity, and the stock's great, and the facility's great. And like you said, I don't have to travel.